Welcome to Thriving Moms of Autistics podcast, a free resource for moms raising young autistic children. I am your host, Dr. Christina Wilson. I created Thriving Moms of Autistics after years of experience working with families and having my own autistic child. I coach moms of young autistics one-on-one to tap into their strengths, create a supportive community, set firm boundaries, and raise their autistic child with confidence. Subscribe to the podcast and check out the earlier episodes so you don't miss a thing. Now, let's get to it. Hi, Mom. Are you tired? Feeling like you're drowning?
I get it.
Are there things that you could do to tackle this problem?
Of course there are. But it's not that easy, right?
So in this week's episode, we break down some of the barriers to getting your needs met and still taking care of your child.
That's right. You can do both.
So find full transcript for this episode at thrivingmomsofautistics.com/76. And please share the podcast with other moms to help them grow in their journey. So pass that on. You can also do that by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. That's really helpful and furthers our reach.
I appreciate you.
And also be sure to check out our, if you haven't already, the Thriving Moms of Autistics YouTube channel and subscribe. So breaking down the barriers to achieving self-care for moms of autistics, that is what we're focusing on today. So it's not uncommon for moms to shoot for the moon so that they can handle everything, right? Everything and actually much more. And that's what we do. And that's become our way of doing things, like our every day is just doing it. Some tasks just have to be done. And sometimes it feels like you're just going and going and going, kind of like the Energizer Bunny, like that commercial. It always reminds me of that. But is that really necessary? It feels like it is. And unfortunately, moms have a hard time slowing down, especially when that's all they know, or they've known for quite a while. And they have a hard time slowing down to even consider breaking down the barriers and getting creative with their self-care. So why is that? Well, one thing, now I said all these things myself, I want you to know, and this is why I created Thriving Moms of Autistics and made that shift, because I have said all these things. But one reason is, who has the time for that, right? Who has the time for that? Moms are afraid to slow down for fear that they're going to drop the ball. Which is really important to us because, you know, we have a lot on our plates. We have to keep our child safe. We're busy. We're managing appointments, meltdowns, and additional meal prep for our child because they eat differently. Some moms are managing D-tubes. I mean, just doing a lot of stuff. So the second thing is, who has the energy? Well, running around all day, because that's what we do, staying ahead of the game in preparation for the unexpected, so it doesn't have this huge impact on our child, managing behaviors and all of that, all of the things, that's exhausting, right? The third is, who has the money? And our finances and our resources are often tied up quite a bit with our child's needs and making sure, you know, the cost of raising an autistic child or a special child with special needs, costs quite a bit. And there's little left over for anything else. The fourth is, who has the support for that?
commonly moms are isolated. We feel isolated too. And that was the huge shift that I needed. And that really made me turn things around and dig deeper and figure this out. And I remember that feeling, and that's why I do this, because I don't want moms to feel like that. You know, it's inevitable, it's going to happen, but, you know, you can be armed with the tools to figure these things out. And it's different for everybody. We'll talk more about that soon. So, you know, we feel isolated because there's no one to watch our child because they don't understand their needs. And we struggle with support in general. Sometimes we just need someone to listen to us. That is self-care, right? We just need to unload and just be listened to. We have to have all the answers, right, Ben? So last but not least, guilt. We are not used to taking time for ourselves. We're just not. The common belief is that if we take time to care for ourselves, that we're neglecting our child. But we've all felt like that. We have all believed that, right? So, how can moms shift from burnout to bliss? Now, here's the thing. Remember, we're human beings, right? Now, bliss isn't like full-time, all-the-time bliss. And we're going to have issues from time to time. We're human beings. And, you know, God never promised us that it was going to be just awesome all the time. Smooth sailing. It's just not. But with that said, there's things that you can do to shift to bliss. And shift that, those awful feelings and stress. So what do you have to lose by taking time for self-care? I think the real question is, what will you lose if you don't? I look back, you know, prior to making that shift, and I'm like, how is so different? It's such an impact on me and others that I've seen as well. Self-care is that important. So engaging in self-care is caring for your child. I know we see that all the time, but it's true. Not only will you reap the rewards, but they will too. And there are many benefits. But first, let's break down these barriers. So time. Everyone has the same amount of time in a day, right? Yes, we do have, you know, bigger things on our plate. But, you know, some people are doing it and making this happen. So we all still have the same amount of time. And, you know, we just use our time differently. Or we learn to use our time differently. Okay, that's not just something that we do. We have to learn to do that. So energy, when you care for yourself, and you're mindful of your sleep and your nutrition, it makes a difference. Stunning how big of a difference it makes. Support. Start building your supportive community now. And that's hard to do, but it can be done. And it takes time, but now is a better time than any. Guilt. So when you shift your mindset, you recognize that self-care is for you and your child. Okay, so it's not all about you. And you understand. It is selfish. So some benefits for engaging in self-care include stress reduction. Ooh, sounds so beautiful, doesn't it? Reducing stress. Our children are sponges, and our stress and our anxiety rubs off on them. And then it makes those behaviors worse. Improving well-being, that is important. Yeah. When we're happier and optimistic, that's up on our kids. They are too. Increasing patience. Oh my goodness, this is a big one because it goes a long way when you're dealing with difficult behaviors, you know, such as the meltdowns, because how we respond matters more than we know. It sends signals to our child for how to respond to us. And it's a chain reaction. Okay, so you and your child, the behaviors are really important in how you tackle that. So patience is important. Improving your relationship with your child and with others. We are much more pleasant to be around. Just bluntly. When we engage in self-care, we're definitely more pleasant. That's for all of us human beings, right? Enhancing resilience. And moms of autistics, or any child that has special needs, we're very resilient people. But imagine what, take that up a notch. And improving coping skills. So I work with moms one-to-one on developing plans that are individualized for them to get creative with self-care in my Thrive VIP program, which is listed on the website. So be sure to check that out if you're curious about that. And think about benefits that we explore too. Now, say to yourself, are you ready? I am worth it. I deserve self-care, especially when it overflows to everyone else. So get your self-care boost today, and let's meet up again next week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Moms of Autistics podcast. Be sure to leave a review and tell other moms of autistics about the podcast. Let's support each other. Find the full transcript for this episode at thrivingmomsofautistics.com. And be assured, you are not alone in your journey.